A 22-year-old grocery store worker, a mother of four, a day laborer. These are all people who have died in tribal jails overseen by the Bureau of Indian Affairs in the past few years. They were arrested for petty misdemeanors like public intoxication or stealing a couple of beers, but their incarceration was a death sentence. An investigation by the Mountain West News Bureau has discovered a pattern of neglect, mismanagement, and poor training that led to at least 19 people dying in these jails since 2016. Over the next few days, we are going to bring you their stories in our series supported by the Pulitzer Center. Reporter Nate Hedgie starts us off by explaining that the federal government has known about these problems for years.
It was a typically hot, muggy June day in Washington, D.C. when Inspector General Earl Devaney sat down in front of senators.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It was 2004. The Iraq War was raging. President Bush was in a heated battle for re-election. But on this day, the senators were about to hear troubling testimony about the more than 70 detention centers overseen by the Bureau of Indian Affairs.
BIA's detention program is riddled with problems, and in our opinion, is a national disgrace, with many facilities having conditions comparable to those found in third world countries.
An investigation by Devaney's office found more than 800 serious incidents at these jails. They included deaths, attempted suicides, and escapes. One man was found hanging in his cell after being left unmonitored for 2 hours. And on the Yakima Reservation in Washington State, they found a woman who was confined in a windowless cell. She hadn't seen daylight for nearly 2 weeks. Devaney said the conditions were a violation of basic civil rights.
Nothing, however, less than a Herculean effort to turn these conditions around would be morally acceptable.
Senators introduced legislation that would reform the BIA corrections program, but it failed to pass. Meanwhile, the agency promised change. Over the next two decades, it introduced a new policy handbook, bolstered training, and rebuilt about a third of its jails. Congress gave the detention center program a slight boost in funding, but it was nowhere near the estimated $135 million the agency says it needs. And today, the death toll remains the same.
There's basically really hasn't been any kind of major improvement.
Ed Naranjo is a former BIA official and whistleblower who helped spur the 2004 investigation. He isn't surprised the BIA failed to complete its overhaul of the detention center program.
There's not enough resources and people to address those issues. And so as a result, you know, nothing's done.
That inaction cost a 22-year-old grocery store worker named Willie Pepian his life. I meet his mom, Wilma Fleury, at her home on the Blackfeet Reservation in north central Montana. Pepian's dog, Shooter, greets me. He's a pit bull mix.
Hi, Shooter. How are you?
How are you? How are you? Huh?
It's been more than a year since Pepian died at the BIA-operated jail on the reservation. His mom has taken down all of his pictures. They're tucked away in a closet because seeing them is too painful.
My one friend told me, she goes, some days, Wilma, you feel like you're going crazy. So when I start feeling like that, I usually go outside or I take a long walk, be by myself. But then I get really angry.
She's angry because of how her son died. Pepian was at a house when a fight broke out and someone hit him in the head with a shovel. When police arrived, they arrested him. He was taken to a hospital where doctors cleared him to spend the day in jail. But they missed a serious injury. The shovel had cracked his skull. No one from the hospital would comment. When police took him to the jail, he had dried blood on his face. Frederick Noon Jr. says he was in jail with Pepian that day.
He asked that jailer, I need help.
Noon says he tried to get the guard's attention on Pepian's behalf.
I was like, hey, this guy needs help. He's pretty sick. Then she was like, no, lay down, go pass out.
Federal policy says guards are supposed to take someone to a health clinic if they ask for help like this, but records show correctional officers never brought Pepian back to the hospital. Noon says for the next few hours, Pepian was in pain.
He wouldn't let his head touch his pillow. It was like he was protecting his head. He looked like a little baby, you know, falling asleep and his bobbing his head up and down, moaning and groaning.
Federal policy requires guards to personally check on inmates every 30 minutes. They look for signs of life. But at the Blackfeet jail, they broke the rules that day. Pepian's body wasn't discovered until nearly 3 hours after he died. We reached out to the BIA, but officials declined to comment. His mom, Wilma Flurry, says she was calling all day to find out when her son was going to get out of jail. She just thought he was in there for being drunk. The guards kept telling her he'd be released once he was sober, but then, that night, a sheriff's deputy showed up at her door.
He goes, "What's Willie to you?" And I thought right away that maybe something happened to him and they're taking him to the hospital or something. I go, "He's my son, why?" And he goes, "I'm sorry to tell you, but he passed away." And I go, I said, "I've been calling all day to see if he was gonna get out. That's my boy, that's my youngest kid."
Pepian died on Mother's Day. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.